Well, praise the Lord, brethren.
Praise the Lord.
Once again, we're broadcasting live here from Birmingham, Alabama. And this is Thursday, October 17th in the year of our Lord, 2019. And we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast. I am your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dansby, and our co-host, Minister Kelvin Pierce. Amen. Minister Milton Dudley is on the panel with us as well. And it is our prayer that God the Father, by Jesus Christ, his Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit, would speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dan.
Well, praise the Lord, guys.
Amen.
Good to be here this afternoon.
Amen.
Good to see all you guys. Hopefully y'all had a good day so far.
So far, so good.
Well, praise God. We give God the glory and honor for that. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We're continuing to look at why wars. We've been kind of last three messages.
Three.
Mm-hmm. We've been trying to ask the question why we have so many wars, and we believe it's definitely connected to the one world government.
Amen.
The global Gestapo.
Yeah.
And what else?
New World Order.
All these are interchangeable, mm-hmm. aren't they? Mm-hmm. Praise God. We believe they all connect and they operating today very strongly as they have since, I believe, since the United States been a United States. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
But they're kind of wide open right now.
Yeah.
Praise God. Oh, before we get started, though, Milt, God bless you, brother. Ask God's blessing upon the broadcast, please, sir.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you now for this broadcast.
And yes.
We thank you for your truth, most of all.
Yes, Lord.
Father,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you for being led by your Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we come to discuss this truth about one world government.
Yes, Lord.
One world order.
Mm-hmm.
And the Zionist takeover.
Yes, Lord.
Father, right now, you touch the listening ears out there everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Bless each and every member here on this broadcast.
Yes,
and we'll be so mindful to give you all the praise and glory. It's Jesus' name
we
pray.
Amen.
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 Praise God. You know, gentlemen, ever since Nimrod, you know, we've had people trying to, you know, just be a world dominant ruler.
Yeah, right,
ruler.
Right.
Ever since Nimrod.
Yeah.
And we got so many different groups now, you know. At one time, you know, you had the Catholic that was dominating, the religious world. They had satellite stations. They were the first satellite stations all over the world, Mexico, and which are these places, a lot of places are predominantly Catholic today because early settlement into these establishment in the community, you know. But they had aspirations of one world, government. Mm-hmm. But we got a lot of different groups of Muslims today.
Yeah. Right.
Huh? Yeah. Their philosophy is, we want to rule. Is that right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
who else can we think? Anybody else? We got that.
In a sense, Pastor, if you think about it, the Christian world have a one world mentality.
But,
the only difference is we don't want to rule.
Okay.
We want to follow the rule of God.
Okay. Right. Okay. Amen. But now, but also there's that globalist group though, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
In the background.
Absolutely.
And we know that their goals are to rule the whole world, to control every aspect of our lives. And they are alive and well today.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of them on the line running the race. But you know what, brother? The Lord gonna win, ain't
it? Amen. Amen.
Praise God. In the end, the book, as the Muslims said, the people of the book, our book tells us that God will get the victory. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
But we're continuing to look at this one world government that we see today, even in our White House, you know, where you got a group that wants to dominate, the world and dominate America for sure. But actually, it's the whole world because they're just puppets. The one we see in office now up there are just puppets. The real puppeteer is in the background.
Okay.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. And giving orders to cause this confusion that we have today. You know, we got a lot of confusion going on in the White House. And I think most of what you got now is a smoke screen. They carry this ignorant ploy to impeach a president, and with the flimsy evidence that they have, is a smokescreen, gentlemen. Oh, yeah, I want y'all to know that. Yeah. This is a smokescreen. They really want to get your mind off of people like Harvey Weinstein and and who is the other one you got?
Epstein.
Because of the number of people that's involved in, you see how that scandal don't kind of die down.
Yeah,
but see, then through the smoke screen, they're trying to get us to focus our attention.
Diversionary attack.
That's right, because if you ever dig into how many people was involved in that situation, oh my brother,
yeah.
Huh? So they throwing out smoke screens, impeaching as ignorant as it does look. You know,
I'm concerned about what it looked like.
Right, it serves a purpose.
And they
served the purpose. Though.
They also feel like they're mm-hmm. so much in control of the narrative,
till
they can change what it looks like and make you see what you didn't see.
Yeah. Ain't that something?
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, so many divergent. Now, mine jumped on LeBron in his sneakers and, all kinds of things. But in the meantime, the rascals.
The wolves are behind the curtain still. Yeah.
And they protecting the globalists, the ones that are, involved in the real moral degradation.
But and even like mm-hmm. with the Epstein thing, and I'm sure several other incidents.
Yes,
it is my honest opinion that mm-hmm. that would have went way outside of even the United States.
Okay,
to other dignitaries and big country leaders.
Sure,
It would have been a global thing. Oh. You see how quick they cut it off.
This man
went behind bars a month.
He knew he was dead when he
went.
That's right. But all this was purposely orchestrated to get people mind off of that situation and on to the impeachment, which we know it don't make no sense.
They don't have
any legal ground to do what they're doing. And they know that. Yeah. But they doing it anyhow because of the ignorance, or could I call it the naivete or whatever you want to call it?
That's called it what it is. That is ignorance. Because, I mean, it don't take much digging to realize if Donald Trump, President Trump, did exactly what they said he did is still not an impeachable offense.
Sure, it's not. That's right.
What's the big deal?
That's right. Well, like I say, it's great. It's great entertainment. It's great. It's great. What you call so-called news? Is
fake
that right?
News.
So,
amen. Great fake news.
Amen. But we're looking at the bringing out of chaos. What is it called?
Order out of chaos.
That's their motto, though. That's a motto. Yeah. And they believe in creating as much chaos as they possibly can.
Yeah, set the stage for the heroes. Set,
absolutely, absolutely. But James 4:1, we looked at that scripture because that's a very, very interesting scripture because it tells us why we have the situation, the wars we have today. Kevin, would you mind entertaining us, sir?
From whence come wars and fightings among you?
Okay.
Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members?
Mm-hmm.
You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have.
Kill.
And cannot obtain. You fight and war. And yet ye have not, because ye ask not.
Mm.
Ye ask and receive not, because you ask amiss.
For the wrong reason.
That you may consume it upon your lust.
It's kind of hard to ask the Lord to bless me in this war effort when my intentions are to pad my pocket.
Right,
So they go to war based upon what I call lies. Would y'all agree that, brothers?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Lies. Most of our wars have started because of lies. And you know who the father of lies are, don't you?
Absolutely.
Y'all know who he is?
Oh, yeah. Satan himself.
What did Jesus say? He was a liar from the beginning.
From the beginning. And the father of them.
You mean did he lie to Adam and Eve?
Absolutely.
God did not say that. Is that a lie?
That's a lie.
That's a lie, Mel. That's a lie. God did say that, didn't he?
He did say it.
But what we have today is liars today.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
These people are big liars. They don't care how many lives are lost. They don't care how much misery it causes people. They will lie anyhow.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And most of the wars that we have covered so far, my brothers, Pearl Harbor, especially Pearl Harbor, are plain old lies.
Based on
lies. We did not... Yeah. Know that the Japanese was coming to bomb Pearl Harbor and kill 2,000 of our people and injure just as many. Right. That was a lie.
A lie.
Huh? Don't you know these people kin to the devil?
Amen.
This is demonic, brothers. Huh?
We
I have no confidence in this government. I believe.
Better not.
I have no confidence in the government today because the Bible said they are liars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been proven that they're liars.
Absolutely.
Amen?
Absolutely.
And the cover-up is just outrageous, what they have done, not just in the last few years, but since the beginning, my brother.
Throughout history. You know, what really gets discouraging when
What's
you
that?
Do have, mm-hmm. and we're not saying that everyone that's a government employee or whatever is a liar. We're not saying that.
Yeah.
We have some good men who have tried to stand up and shine the light on the lie.
Uh-huh. And they paid the cost, too.
Yes, sir.
If you try to buck to help, because the dominant leadership in our government and other governments, the government in EU, the government over there in mm-hmm. Turkey, the government mm-hmm. in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia,
the
predominant Israel, the government, the ones that are at the top of the ladder, they know what's going on.
Absolutely.
These mm-hmm. are but they're not the little people. We want to make that plain.
No.
These are just pawns. These little people are pawns in the big game on the table, you know.
Wow. Yeah.
But we know there's a group of people that we call globalists, one world government,
Zionists.
Well, Zionists, and these are the ones that actually are pulling the strings. And like I say, you wouldn't even know who these people. We don't know who they are.
Oh no,
right. Huh?
No.
They don't seek publicity.
Oh, it's way bigger than that.
They seek hidden power.
Total domination.
Right. Right. Yes.
Right. Total domination.
They get off on the fact that nobody knows who they
That's
are.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
But they call them the strings. They call them the strings. Amen. But now, today we want to kind of look at 9/11, gentlemen.
Mm.
Oh, boy. My, you know, that day, I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget that day.
It's etched in America's memory.
Yes. It truly is. And Perloff, we're still looking at some of Perloff's, explanations or writings of what really happened.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, he paid the price for writing these books and exposing it, because you don't find these books in your library, the public library. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
You got to go in the black market. You got to go in the alley to get these books here. The truth, where the truth is.
Undercover,
you got to go there.
Man.
Amen. But I think I think our audience are still fresh in our hearts and mind. What happened on that day, 9/11?
Yeah,
and some are still asking the question: How did those planes penetrate the airspace of DC and in the Trade Tower with all those bases right there around them? Nobody got to the air. No plane scrambled into the air. People are still wondering. But brother, this is one of the biggest cover up in the world. Huh?
Man.
It's a lot of people know what happened.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Lots of people know what happened. I ain't talking about a few of y'all.
Absolutely.
A whole lots of people know what happened.
Right. That's
huh?
True.
But they either bought off, scared off, huh?
Or killed off.
Huh?
Yeah. And your family threatened and everybody else, your cat and everybody else.
Right.
Huh? Burned down your house and all that good stuff. And they know these people are ruthless and they mean business, you know?
Yeah.
So I believe that what we have here is one of the greatest lies that ever been perpetrated upon the American people. And we seem to have forgotten about it.
If not the greatest, Pastor.
But don't it bother you that it seemed like it done blew over and people just done, they know something wasn't right, but only a few have ventured out to keep on.
Why?
You know, bringing this thing up.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah.
Right.
Bringing it up. Yeah. They won't be, they can't be bought off. But it's so few that the globalists ain't concerned.
No, not right. not really. Right. Huh? But long right. as like, they, long as they control the masses, Pastor.
Well, like us, you know, like us, you know, we're just four guys here down here in Birmingham, Alabama, right. and we're discussing this great subject that many, you know, cringes even now to talk about, oh, right?
Yeah. Right?
And but they if they happen to get a copy or somebody refer them to a copy of this, they're gonna say, them little guys
that's
down
a,
there,
oh, that's
you
fanatics.
Know,
huh? You can write them
oh
off.
Yeah, them, yeah, them little guys, you know, we ain't worried about them. But see what they underestimate is the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? Amen.
Huh? That's what they underestimate. Right. Right. How right. God can take a few little fellows here down in Alabama and with the power of the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. With us and assisting us and take this message here to the hearts of people and awaken them.
Amen.
Awaken them. Awaken sleeping giants.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Where the power really is. You know, the power is in the people.
That's right.
But the people are what? Sleeping?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, sleep.
Need to be waking up.
Need to be waking up. But now, let's look at a few things. I'm going to read a little bit. I ain't going to read all of it, y'all. But it's just so much good stuff. Y'all can see that somebody been all through that kind of stuff here, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, amen. Zionism, the leak continues. Zionism, brother. Zionism is a group of non-religious so-called Jews, and their main concern is the nation of Israel.
So-called Jews.
So-called.
That's right. Read Revelation for me right quick, 2 then. Can you read that right quick, Kevin? Can you find? Oh, you got it, ain't he? Read 2 there. 2 and 9, isn't it? Boy, yeah. My brother. I love you, man. Go ahead.
I know thy works and tribulation and poverty.
Yes.
But thou art rich, and mm-hmm. I know the blasphemy of them, which
blasphemy,
say they
blasphemy.
Are Jews and are not.
Wow.
But are the synagogue of Satan. I got something else to put on.
Go ahead. Doctor.
Talking about lies.
Go ahead. We're talking about liars now. Yes.
I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name.
Okay.
Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews.
That is, say they are Jews.
And are not.
Are not.
But do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Lord.
And to know what I have loved thee.
Oh, boy. Say they are Jews and are liars.
That's what it says.
Well, that would if the Lord put that in the book, if the Lord put that in the book, that means these brothers that he's speaking of that goes under the title of being Jews are offsprings, direct offsprings of the liar himself. Incarnation.
Amen.
The liar incarnated here in certain men that are perpetrating themselves. And they're not religious at all now.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
They're not. They don't wear no
so
little.
What's the point of being a Jew then?
Well, I tell you what. Listen to me. Listen to me. What's the purpose of going under the title of being Jews? Well, number one, the Jews were God chosen people.
Right.
So they like to think of themselves as being chosen.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
The being a Jew is like the Holy Grail.
Right.
Special. Okay. Like having the Ark.
Yeah. Right.
With the special power.
Right.
You know, you had that, you got the power, you know. I mean, ain't no religion about, but you want the box.
Right.
You
right.
want the power.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So the power is the fact that God chose them.
Right.
Huh? Mm-hmm. And I'm one of them, liars they are,
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
And we got the power.
Right.
We automatic the power.
That's what the world thinks.
Yes.
Right. That's how the world sees it.
Yes. Yeah. So absolutely.
That's the privilege of being
a Jew.
As a
Jew.
Right. You get a pass from from Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah, off the top.
Even some of the regular top. Jewish people, the regular little Jewish people, they are, many of them think they are better than
above.
Other people.
Right.
Oh,
so,
yeah, they do.
Huh? But these Zionists are worse than that now.
Oh, yeah.
There's another class here. Milt, what you say?
They can't do no wrong.
Right. They can't do no wrong.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Even when they wrong. Well, if you think about it, most of the world, in most of the world now, you know, that there are a few places who just hate the Jewish people. You know, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
But in most of the world, everybody looks out for the Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Even right now today.
Yeah. Okay, right.
So, there are some perks.
Jesus did not make those statements in Revelation for no reason at all, gentlemen. Absolutely. Huh? Yeah. This is a group of people that call themselves Jews. Huh? And they up to no good. They are up synagogue
of Satan.
Huh? Okay, let's read. Y'all gonna stay with me a minute
come on,
here?
Come on.
Okay, Zionism now. This is Perloff and dealing with 9/11. This is his take on 9/11 here. On the day of the World Trade Center bombing, CNN reported that a group of Middle Eastern looking men had been spotted celebrating the attack. They were dancing, high-fiving each other, and photographing themselves against the backdrop of the burning buildings. Mm. They then took off in a white van. Neighbors wrote down the license number, gave it to the police. An all-point bulletin was put out on the vehicle. Later that day, CNN reported that the men in the van had been apprehended, and then nothing more was said. Mm. The American media dropped the story. Mm. However, now, Scotland's Sunday Herald News did not.
See that one voice.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It died down.
Right.
Who yeah. these guys were.
Right.
Huh? Okay, but Scotland's Sunday Herald picked it up. Here's what they found. Here's what they said. There was terror and runs in Manhattan. But over the Hudson River in New Jersey, a handful of men were dancing as the World Trade Center burned and crumbled. The five men filmed the worst atrocity ever committed on American soil as it played out before their eyes. What do you think they were? Who do you think they were, that is? Palestinians? Maybe Saudis? Iraqis? Al-Qaeda's? Surely... wrong on all counts, my brother.
None of them.
They were Israelis.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And at least two of them were Israeli intelligence working for Mossad, equivalent to M16 or the CIA. I was CIA.
Right.
Y'all got that, brothers? Mm-hmm. Look at it. Listen now. The FBI detained the men. Okay, got them, right?
Right.
But since they were from friendly
Israel.
And the crime was attributed, that is, to Al-Qaeda, they were deported back to Israel after less than 2 months. Now, they rejoicing, right?
Right.
Yeah.
They taking pictures and having a party, right?
Right.
Okay, let's go look at it. But a critical question had been left unanswered. On 9/11, we didn't yet know who had attacked us. The FBI announced that 2 days later. So why were Mossad agents already celebrating
right.
on the day of the tragedy? At the very least, it means they knew.
That's right.
Mm.
About the attack, and knew that America was therefore about to deepen its alliance with Israel. That's the purpose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come close. At the most, it means Mossad was directly involved with the 9/11 atrocities. Mm, call themselves Jews now, right?
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. there are coincidences related to 9/11. Any one by itself would mean little. Collectively, though, see, one of them can be an isolated situation, right?
Yeah.
But when all these things keep on
coming together,
collectively, they raise serious concern. Supported by funds from Israel's government, Zim Israel Navigational was the world's ninth largest shipping firm. The only Israeli company operating in the World Trade Center. Mm. It had its American headquarters there until 1 week.
What?
Before 9/11, Zim then moved its offices with 200 employees to a new building, claiming the rent was cheaper there.
Mm.
This could be dismissed as a lucky
coincidence.
If it stood alone, if that's all it was. But it did now. When police detectives tried to solve a murder, among the first questions they asked is, who benefit? Who would benefit? Who would benefit from the crime?
Mm-hmm.
In 9/11's case, Middle East Muslim extremists did not benefit. No, sir, brother. There's no way they could have benefited from that. The U.S. is making war on them already, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
America did not benefit. We're suffering the casualties. All our people we lost, right?
Right.
And other costs of war in Iraq, Afghanistan. The true beneficiary is Israel.
Mm.
Hmm? Mm. Her enemies were neutralized. Hmm? Courtesy of America and our boys going to war with Iran, reputedly next on the hit list, right? Okay, listen, hold it, let me get a little bit more before we say something now. The Iraqi war was foreseen before 9/11. Syndicated columnist Pat Buchanan was an advisor to President Nixon, Ford, and Reagan, and was himself the Reform Party's presidential candidate in 2000. He wrote on 2004, he wrote this. In 1996, in a strategy paper crafted by Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu, Richard Pearl, Douglas Field, and David Warnzer, urged him to focus on removing Saddam Hussein from power as an Israeli strategy objective. Now, Pearl, Field, Warmser were all on Bush. Bush was on the that was Bush watch, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah.
Now, 9/11 happened on President
Bush's watch.
Right. Bush's watch, right? So now he got these guys here, all Zionists now. These are Zionists now. Huh? These is his people that he got in high places to kind of brief him and kind of, you know, Pearl, Field, and Warmser were all on Bush's foreign policy team on 9/11. In 1998, eight members of Bush's future team, including Pearl, Wolfowitz, Rumsfeld, wrote President Clinton urging him upon him a strategy that should aim, above all, at the removal
Saddam.
Seemed to be a target on it.
That's right.
Huh? Okay. On January 1, 2001, 9 months before 9/11, Warmser called for U.S.-Israeli attacks to broaden the Middle East conflict. These Zionists now giving us orders here to strike fatally. The regime at Damascus, Baghdad, Tripoli, Tehran, Gaza to establish the recognition that fighting with either United States or Israel was suicidal. Huh? We the big boys on the block. Let them know. We need to let them know. Crisis can be what?
Opportunity.
What? Is that what they believe? Said what? Added one. It's the Zionists now. Crisis that we create.
Opportunity. Can be an opportunity.
Okay. On September 11, opportunity struck, right?
Yeah.
Consider some of the men Buchanan mentioned now. In 1970, the National Security Agency, that's NSA, caught Richard Pearl spying on the United States for Israel.
Mm.
But yet he's confidants of Bush, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Jonathan Pollard, who got life in prison for the very same espionage, Pearl was not even prosecuted. Wonder why he wasn't prosecuted. And allowed to keep working for the U.S. government, ultimately serving as chairman of George Bush's Defense Policy Board. Hmm? Close. Watch them people that are close up on
you.
Right,
right.
Huh?
That's right.
Okay, look here. Douglas Field now. Here's another one. Bush, under Secretary of Defense Policy, is an ardent Zionist. He's for Israel, okay? The Zionist Organization of America has honored him with a prestigious Louis Brandeis Award. Paul Wolfowitz, another Zionist, he spent a year at Israel as a teenager, was Bush's deputy Secretary of Defense. All Zionists, y'all. He went on to head the World Bank. That's the feds, ain't it?
Yeah.
These boys got to move around, don't they? Huh? Not an uncommon destination for a top government official after compliantly serving the establishment.
That's right.
That's the global goal. Right. That's right. That's your reward. And
then you ask the question, how did Obama go in the White House
broke
and come out buying $15 million
Well,
that's my other home.
I tell you, you want me to tell you how?
How?
I know you know. You just read it.
Well, I'm gonna get ghetto with it. He's a good boy. I'm just gonna say it like that. He's a good boy.
He played ball.
He obeyed the globalists, the masters that were giving him orders to take America into the most immoral, decadent situation that America has ever been, knowing that God is a holy God. Yeah. See, the opposite of holiness is what?
Better than sacrifice.
You said the opposite of holy.
Opposite of holy. Right. God is holy.
Wretchedness.
But that's what they want.
Unholiness.
Didn't President Obama lead us into the most wretched situation?
Immorality.
Most debased.
Okay. Yeah. All right, come on, gentlemen. Just a little bit more, and then we'll turn y'all boys loose if y'all say something now. Pearl and Wolfowitz took part in the project for a new American century. In September 2000, 1 year before 9/11, it issued a paper entitled Rebuilding America's Defenses, which called for an increased U.S. military presence overseas. Somebody else calling for this now, especially the Middle East. But it warned, the process of transformation, even if it brings revolutionary change, is likely to be a long one. They're going to keep it a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank God for President trying to get us out of there, y'all. Mm-hmm. To be a long one. After some cataclysmic event, like a new Pearl Harbor. In other words, there'll be a long time unless something happened drastically, and we can go ahead on and drop the bomb and be through with this situation. Y'all got it?
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, they send us up for the... boy. Okay, so we know that before 9/11, these men wanted to remove Saddam, right?
Mm-hmm.
Intimidate other Muslim nations and bolster Israel, of course, in that they believe a crisis, a new Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, being that we've covered Pearl Harbor. I really feel what that means.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's the same type of thing. Right. It's the same guys over there.
Yeah, right.
It's the same group, same mentality, okay? Another Pearl Harbor would avail these goals. But does any evidence show 9/11 was more than what the government said it was? Is there any kind of evidence, my brother?
It's gonna get good now.
Oh God!
It's gonna show enough. Get good now.
Okay.
And audience, this is public information.
Yes.
Take an interest in what's going on. This affects you. Yes. This affects you directly. It affects your children, your grandchildren, for generations to come. The people that we elect all the way from our city officials, to the top man in the White House, makes a difference in what happens in our life.
Amen.
And these things we should be interested in. And we got to get past the, well, what am I going to get out of it?
Right. Amen.
Get into some morality. Are these people moral? Do they believe, are they going to make it where it's at least easier for me to live a holy lifestyle? For me to raise my children in the fear and admonition of God? These ask these type of questions, and a lot of things will come clear in your eyes on why we seeing what we seeing.
Amen. John F. Kennedy, one of his great statements was, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Now, that Democratic platform I saw up there last night, they don't think like that.
They
want to do everything. Is that right?
Yeah.
And of course, when you think like John F. Kennedy, you don't live long, do you?
No. Did he?
Because the country was headed in a different direction.
Right.
And we see, well, they full bloom right now. Free everything.
Everything.
Boy, I tell you, this is the most idiotic thing I've ever seen in my life. Okay, now here. Okay, Milton, you want to jump in there before I go?
Go ahead.
What brought down the towers? Now, here's James Perloff's take on this thing. What brought down, and I know the audience, I know you've been wondering, wonder what happened there? Huh? Well, you ain't going to find the answer in the library. I'm going to tell you that.
Okay,
you ain't going to go to Books A Million.
Stop looking.
And find your answer.
Go to the attic.
But now, Amazon don't care what color your money is.
That's right.
Okay. Their philosophy may be different than ours, but if you got the green,
you can get it.
They'll sell you the black market books, the one that you can't get at the library. Amen. Okay, well, here's the question: what brought down the towers? Okay, an understanding video of the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing is a noble lie. That's a video that's out there, and you can get it online, right? And shortly after the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing, numerous eyewitness reports affirm the discovery and removal of unexploded bombs from that African Murray building that was bombed. These reports include affidavits from witnesses, emergency personnel, Murray building supply employees, as well as transcripts from police, FEMA, Defense Department. All of them say it was unexploded. All these. What are they at now? Why did they let it die down? Why?
Right.
Okay. Copies of these are online. You can go online and get more information on that.
WhatReallyHappened.com.
Right. Okay. An extremely strong case has been made that the car bomb attributed to Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols could not possibly have done all that damage, destruction. It was assisted by planted
explosives.
The failure of some of these to detonate explains why the Murrah building and damage was asymmetric. Okay.
Yeah.
Many thinks this relevant to 9/11. I do too.
Me too.
I do too. Because the evidence also exists that the Twin Towers did not collapse from planes alone.
Amen.
Okay. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Y'all ready for this? Okay.
Let me say this before you get started.
Go ahead.
Now, when Pastor say black market books, he talk about nothing illegal.
He's just saying things
that you're not going to get in the mainstream media.
Brother called it fake news.
Yeah. So a simple Google search or Amazon search will put you right where you need to be. And you read and choose for yourself.
What strike me about, you know, that's why I know the love of money is the root of all evil, because the executives at Netflix and Amazon and all these other places,
they're against
the word of God more or less.
Yeah.
But if your money is green,
yeah,
yeah. Them both, they'll sell their mama out.
That's right.
They'll sell this material to you, though you can't find it in the public library, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, are we ready again here?
Let's go.
Gunderson, former senior special agent in charge of FBI Los Angeles office, stated, now this is this high-up guy here, I have witnesses who saw and heard systematic, simultaneous explosions on the top floors of the World Trade Center Tower before they collapsed. Mm. Where are these witnesses at, y'all? They heard. They know. Okay, yeah. Let's quote a few witnesses. Here are all these witnesses here now who were at the scene.
Right.
It seemed like on television, they blew up these buildings. It seems like it was going all the way around like a bell. All these explosions. Now, this is a guy here named Rick Banasisco, okay? Mm. Now, it's a New York police. This is the fire department.
Yeah.
Huh? He knows something was going on, right? Mm-hmm. Wonder why you ain't heard nothing from him. Okay. Here's another witness here. I figured it was a bomb. This one said, here, Kenneth Rogers, because it looked like a synchronized, deliberate kind of thing. Huh? Mm-hmm. Here's another fireman with New York City. Okay. They quiet today. What's wrong? Why we don't hear from these people today? Here's another witness. Do you ever see professional demolitions where they set the charges on certain floors and then you hear pop, 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 pop?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what, because I thought it was that. And this is what he thought it was, right? Now, this Daniel Rivera is a paramedic. Huh? Where is he at? How did they quiet all these people down here, y'all? Mm. It was weird. Here's another one. How it started to come down. It looked like it was a timed explosion. That's Dominique DeRubio, New York City Fire Department. Now, all these are witnesses, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Huh? They know something wrong.
That's right.
Why are they quiet today?
Or they don't want to be dead.
they don't want to be dead.
Good,
huh?
Good.
Can y'all understand
good,
that?
Good. Huh? That's what I was saying.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I know they've been threatened. I know their family's been threatened. I know they've been threatened. Okay, come on. A little bit more for y'all. I'll turn y'all loose to say a few words here. The original official government explanation for the Twin Tower collapse was that burning jet fuel melted the building.
Listen to this, audience. Listen to this now.
Melted the building steel beams, causing the floors to pancake down on each other. In a 2005 a report of the government National Institute of Standards and Technology, this is a big organization, y'all, amended this, saying the building's core columns had failed. According to the report now, World Trade Center 1 collapsed in approximately 11 seconds.
Mm.
World Trade Center 2 in 9 seconds. By contrast, if a billiard ball had been dropped from the top of the World Trade Center, which is about 1,300 feet, falling in a vacuum without even wind resistance, it would have hit the pavement in 9.22 seconds, right? In other words, the Twin Tower collapsed at approximately the speed of gravity. Many experts, where they at now today? What are these experts at, y'all? Find this not credible. Many experts find this not credible, since the building's powerful steel beam should have slowed the fall.
Right.
And we understand that, right?
Right.
John Skilling, the World Trade Center chief structural
engineer.
Where are these people at? Said the building was designed to absorb the impact of a Boeing 707. Not much smaller than the 767 that actually struck them. In January 2001, World Trade Center construction manager, Frank DeMartini, said, now here's where these guys at. The building was designed to have a fully loaded 707 crash into it. That was the largest plane at the time. I believe the building could possibly sustain multiple impacts of jetliners because this structure is like a mosquito netting on your screen door.
Mm.
This intense grid and the jet plane is just a pencil pushing that screen netting. It really does nothing to the screen netting.
Compared to building to a screen net, and that's all you
this
doing.
Is
that's
just,
what a plane is to the building, just the building. A poking it's a hole in
it. A jet plane is just as a pencil puncturing the screen
and
net.
And you know how that looks.
Yeah. What
it don't hurt the net at all.
No. Yeah. Well, in other words, them buildings, that plane,
they've been
the building,
didn't
have nothing to do with them buildings coming
falling. Again, the question, Milt, where are these people today? Why did they brush all this aside on the rug and not, out of all them people lost their lives, look like they would have pursued that situation?
Yeah.
Wonder what happened, Mill. Good question.
You announced it 10 times. Now, look, Pastor, read on. This is good evidence.
Now, listen, y'all. Listen.
Think, audience. We want you to think now using your head.
Expert witness said now, to melt, steel must reach a temperature to about 2,800 degrees Fahrenheit. Jet fuel burns at a maximum of 1,500 degrees. And most experts concur that the Trade Center flame probably didn't even exceed 500 to 600 degrees. Exposure to such flames wouldn't melt the building's steel beams any more than your stove gas flames will melt your pots and pans. What would cause steel to melt would be detonations of the military explosives called thermite, a special explosive.
Military. So who hands military. It in? Whose hands is it in? What would you get that from?
You got to get
through the government.
Through the government, brother. Really? It's got to be it's a cover up here.
Wait a minute, read that. But which reaches 4,500 degrees
in seconds.
Come on, audience. Think with us now. Think with us.
45 degrees.
We want y'all to see that it's not always what it appears to be.
That's right. And I just want you to believe to know that don't believe everything your government leaders is telling you today. Do not believe everything. They are liars. Okay? Which reaches 45 degrees in seconds, okay? It would also explain why the building's concrete pulverized into dust.
All right.
Instead of falling in large chunks.
Y'all remember the pictures on
dust.
The TV.
Dust
people were running down the street. The whole city was just looked like smoke.
They had masks on them.
That was the dust. Yeah, that was the dust from the concrete.
The same dust that's been confirmed to have given them cancer because of that special chemical that was in that dust.
Right. That's right.
Thermites, right. Military.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Okay, with over 1,700 building professionals in his ranks. 1,700. What are these folks there, brothers? Architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth has documented overwhelming evidence that the Twin Towers collapse result was from controlled
demolition.
1,700?
Yeah.
How do you keep quiet 1,700?
We
just four knuckleheads down here, and you can't keep us quiet. How do you keep that many? I mean, educated. Well, these people know what they're talking about. Did they get to them, brothers?
Oh yeah.
Huh? Absolutely. Okay. All right. Come on. Hold just 3 more, and then we're gonna get ready to say some things because our time getting away on. Okay. It was controlled demolition, right? Mm-hmm. Which they have summarized as the following. They summed all these experts, right?
That's right.
Rapid onset of destruction. They looked at that. Destruction occurred at near freefall pace. Destruction followed path of the great resistance. Perimeter columns are steel ejected laterally up to 500 feet. Blast waves blew out windows in building 400 feet away. Ain't no play done that, brothers. Huh? 118 first responders. What are these folks at? What are you witness at?
118.
Reported explosions at the onset of destruction. Numerous eyewitnesses report a flowing molten metal in the rubble. Mid-air pulverization of concrete with outward arching plumes.
Right.
Rapid expansion and pyroclastic flow of enormous dust clouds. We saw that. Explosive ejection 40 stories below impact zone. Total dismemberment of steel core column structures. 1,200 feet diameter symmetrical debris field. Chemical evidence of thermite. That's the military. Explosion. On steel and in dust samples. FEMA steel analysis. Subdivision. Oxidation. Intergranular melting. No precedent for steel frame high-rise collapse caused by the fire. They found all this out. This is what they found out. This is their report here. But yet, we hear nothing about it today. Wonder why. All these people, you mean they weren't
witnesses?
We lost all those people that day. You mean all these people?
Casualties is a war,
right?
You brush it under the rug just like that.
Casualties is a war, guys.
Either complicit liars, or else they've been threatened and their families threatened.
Well, you know, they doing before the big bomb in World War, before they dropped the big atomic bomb.
Yes.
the way that they practiced and studied the damage that that bomb would do, they used U.S. troops. They put them in bunkers. They exploded the bomb.
Sure, the mushroom
cloud go off. Then as soon as after the explosion, they command that the troops rush into the mushroom cloud. Now, here we are years later. The army, the United States government has paid $2 to $3 billion to these soldiers for the disease that it caused from the fallout and all that.
But
the damage is done. In other words, people are expendable to these people.
These people are cold-blooded, demonic liars.
Whatever they pay out to these survivors and cancerous things, they will never be able to pay off what they gain from it.
That's right. It's just the cost of business.
Souls, you never look at the fact that souls are involved families, with this.
Families dismantled. Right,
but generations.
It may seem like you're getting, you know, compensated and getting something back. But whatever they pay out does...
There ain't a drop in the bucket. Right. They're still making money for what they gained.
They were used as guinea pigs.
When you were reading that, this is what I thought about. What's that?
You know, all these witnesses and experts.
All of them.
Engineers and all. Now...
Thousands of them.
If you're an expert, engineer, whatever, when you deal with structure...
Sure.
You know metallurgy. What called structure.
Yeah. They know. Right. They know.
Blow up like it
does. They know. They know.
When you read that now... We build these furnaces over here.
To withstand
2,800
degrees. Yes.
When they get them built, they test them.
They test them, yes, sir.
And now, when it reaches, for about 3 days, they ease it up to the different temperatures.
Yeah, slowly bring it up.
To get up to 2,800.
Right.
Now, the paint that we use is supposed to withstand the
heat. Okay.
Now, certain paint we use, it was burning on the outside of the paint.
Frying up.
Because it wasn't
couldn't stand that temperature. Right. Okay, right.
But what I'm saying, even with the concrete, because they pour refractory in there with the
in the concrete.
And the concrete got to withstand that 2,800.
That's right.
Because when they get ready to melt or pour steel, iron.
Gotta know
it. Your furnace gotta be able to withstand.
Sure it is. That's right. That's right.
These experts and witnesses, they know. They done set them up.
But they quiet though. Just a little bit more, gentlemen. Look what I say. Even if burning jet fuel did cause the Twin Tower explosion, that theory goes out the window for building number seven.
Number seven.
Yeah. Okay. This is another building on the other side.
That was the third building. That failed.
Look here. Part of the World Trade Center complex. This is a 47-story steel frame building. Also collapsed.
Right, the same way.
Even though no airplane.
The same way the towers came down. This building fell the same way. And then no plane hit it, though.
How do you overlook that, Mel? How do you brush that? How do you? Well, the explanation is this here. The government says that Twin Tower debris from it damaged building
number seven,
making it fall.
Come on, man.
But damage was superficial, and the building's smooth descent, which took only 6 seconds, looked very much like control.
Demolition.
Come on. Devil advocate says, here's the devil advocate. But how can anyone put explosives in the Trade Center without being detected?
Now, that's a good question. Come on, guys. Y'all don't remember that happening before. That happened in the 90s. They got explosives in the World Trade Center.
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't remember that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that ain't a good, legitimate question.
Okay. Come on. Quick. This quotation may help shed some light. Now, here it is. Okay. This guy said, my name is Scott Forbes. I still work for Fiduciary Trust. In 2001, we occupied floors 90 and 94 through 97 of the South Tower and lost 87 employees plus many contractors. On the weekend of 9/8 and 9/9, that's a couple of days before 9/11,
right?
There was a power down condition in World Trade Center Tower 2, the South Tower. This power down condition meant there was no electrical supply for approximately 36 hours from floor 50 up. I am aware, he said, of this situation since I work in IT. and had to work with many others that weekend to ensure that all systems was cleanly shut down beforehand and then brought back up afterwards. The reason given for the World Trade Center for the power down was that cabling in the tower was being upgraded.
Mm.
They got to put new cable in, y'all. Cabling. Of course, without power, you ain't got no cameras, no security cameras.
What? Right.
The security guard down, no security locks on the doors. And many, many engineers coming in and out of the tower. It was at home.
I was at home,
he said, on the morning of 9/11 on the shore of New Jersey City, right after the towers, watching events unfold. I was convinced immediately that something was happening related to the weekend work.
Mm.
Hmm? I have mailed this information to many people and bodies, including 9/11 Commission, y'all. But no one seems to be taking and registering these facts. What's to hide here? Why is there no response from the government? I'm going to read this and we're gonna close out, okay? A few comments just to close out. 9/11 auditors, here's auditors. Who owned the Trade Center?
Hmm.
Who owned the World Trade Center? Now that's why you got to look at who owned it, right?
Right, yeah.
On July 24, 2001, less than 2 months before the attack, it came under new management. For the first time in all of its history, Larry
Silverstein.
Silverstein.
Scientist, my brother.
And his partner.
And his partner purchased a 99-year lease on the building for $124 million. After the tragedy, he received an insurance payout of nearly $5
billion.
Mm. He even successfully sued the insurers, saying the attack should have been treated as two separate incidents instead of one. Silverstein, incidentally, is a
Zionist.
The friend of three Israeli prime ministers. He has extensive business holdings now in Israel. The company in charge of security for WTC is called Securicom. Bush's brother Marvin Bush was the director and part owner of Securicom until 2000. Another 9/11 anomaly was the failure of Air Force to promptly scramble fighters. Once a commercial jet deviates, of course, our radio contact is lost, the FAA, brothers, Federal Aviation Administration, is supposed to immediately notify NORAD, right? So it can scramble fighters to intercept. That was standard operating procedures long before 9/11. The first tower was struck 8:45 a.m. In just 3 minutes, CNN picked up the story. 8:54, American Airlines Flight 77, which would ultimately hit the Pentagon, deviated off course, and at 8:56, turned off its transformer device, which emits identifying signals for an air traffic controller. The second World Trade Center tower was impacted on 9:03. At that point, everyone knew the first crash was no accident. Everyone knew this. Flight 77 did not hit the Pentagon until 9:38. Why were no fighters waiting to intercept it? Why no planes in the air? The government had known America was under attack for at least 35 minutes. It had been 44 minutes since Flight 77 veered off course for Washington. Andrew Air Force Base, which with two squadrons of fighters, always alert 10 miles from the Pentagon. Government apologists have said the Flight 77 was hard to track because the transformer was turned off. But surely NORAD, with its ultra-sophisticated radar satellite system, was capable of detecting the flight. If not, does it mean that should Russia send planes to bomb Washington, NORAD won't be able to respond to spot them unless the Russian pilot cooperatively keep their transponder on? Gentlemen, let's stop that. Let me tell you something.
By that statement, that's what it would mean, but we know that's a lie.
See, we got a lot of coincidence here, don't we? Kevin, what do you think? Are you smelling some fishy here?
Yeah. If any other time I was on a plane and that flight took off the course that it was planned to go on, you would assume that a hijacking is taking place.
Or something out of hand. Right.
And they would send someone after the plane.
Sure, scramble some jets quickly.
But that didn't happen this time at all.
Huh?
And what really makes it fishy is the second plane was way after the first plane.
30 minutes.
What it did.
Yes.
And still no fighters in the air.
Huh? Concerning the Benghazi situation, the word was stand down. Mm. That sound familiar? Stand down.
Sound familiar.
Planes on the ground. Stand down.
All right.
Don't help the people in trouble. Let our ambassador get killed. Stand
embassy
down.
Under attack. The embassy under attack now. And you got American citizens, so American period,
right,
inside this embassy, and you tell them don't help.
Stand down.
You know, that's a gag order. And I bet you it's coming out eventually. I mean, pretty soon it's gonna come out. Those pilots that operate those fighter jets,
yes,
I guarantee you they're gonna be coming.
Well, that's the thing. That's what we're saying
time
now,
frame.
And that's what makes this time so frame egregious. Because you got a group of people who's already figured out. Eventually, the people are gonna know what happened.
Know what happened.
Yes. But yes, by then, our mission, our agenda will already be accomplished.
Right.
In other words, the lives mean nothing.
Okay.
Lives mean absolutely nothing. Like we were talking about the World War II incident with the atomic bomb.
Sure.
It's still fallout from that.
It's still
people that are paying from that.
Yeah.
But physical. They don't care.
Amen.
They don't care.
Amen.
And now that the truth is out, the people going on with life as usual.
Yes. Okay, to our audience before we close out. How do this relate to our Christianity? What as Christians, what do we take away from this here? What are we taking away from this here, Kevin?
That we should...
as Christians now. To the Christian, or those that may be listening to be Christians, or church folks. We want to address the church folks too. What should they take from... all this that we know is taking place right under our nose here, and seeing how politics is going today, what could we take away from
it? Well, Tony said it best when he said they disregard what we're talking about because they usually say, how does it benefit me?
Okay.
They should be asking is, how does it affect me?
Because
these things do affect us.
Sure it does.
And
we need
the discernment of the Holy Ghost to be able to see that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our Christian view on why we're saying this, that if you have the attitude of, well, what am I getting out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the attitude of how does it affect me, that's the same attitude that they have about Christ. What am I going to get out of
it? That's right. You're right about that.
When they should be asking, well, how does it affect me?
How does it affect me? Okay. Tony, Christian. I mean, somebody might be saying now, well, that's brother, y'all got a lot of information, but how do that relate to me? I'm a Christian, you know.
Good.
Well, that's a great question, too. And that's a fair question. I can hear a lot of people saying, I wonder why they call this a Christian broadcast of all they talking about
it's
is
politics.
It's politics and what's going on in the world. Well, even being Christians, our Lord told us to occupy until he comes.
Okay.
You know, and it doesn't change our agenda, which is the Great Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And everything we're mentioning now directly affects when you're put in a place on. I know y'all heard the pastor's voice. You should have heard the passion in his voice when he say, where are these people now?
Yeah, where are they now?
They've been gagged.
Okay.
It's been certain things they're allowed or not allowed to say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
These same people.
Same people.
Where same they, people. Now, that we're talking about these people behind the curtain.
Right.
They will one day, if this goes on and nothing is said about it, one day be telling us, you can't say that name.
That's right.
Okay.
And we have a mandate to say what the Lord has called us to say.
Amen.
And unless we occupy and fight against these things that we're talking about, we won't be able to do that much.
And we're not ignorant of his devices. That's right. Milt, what'd you say to the Christian community?
You know, the disciples said it best. They said, I'd rather obey God than man.
Okay. Amen.
I don't trust this government.
That's yes. Right.
Yes. Y'all.
Trust God.
That's right.
Yes. Trust God, man. Mm-hmm. And you know, another thing. As so go Pearl Harbor, so went 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that old saying we said sometimes, a lie will make it cross country before truth can get its boots on.
That's true.
That's right. That's
folks
right, Bill.
Better wake up.
Amen. Amen.
Wake up.
Amen.
And then, let me say one more thing.
Okay, go ahead.
And I'm sure our audience probably been hearing this their whole life. if you don't know your history or what happened in the past, mm-hmm. you're destined to repeat it in the future. Mm-hmm. So for that That's reason good. Itself, is important good. That we know the good. Truth about these things.
Amen. Praise God. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. Thank yes, you for sir. This time, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you speak to the hearts, mm-hmm. first of all, to your people, Lord, the Christian Lord. Brothers and sisters, Lord. And let us be aware that the Father of all lies, he's at it again.
Yes,
he's at it again, Lord. And his goal is to put the light of Christ out, Lord. Mm-hmm. Lord, help us to stand, Father.
Yes,
and when we're done, all still stand. And we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise God.